This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. What are some of your recommendations for parents and grandparents?
Excellent question. And I do think this is one of the most important things that parents could spend their time thinking about and praying about right now, especially if your children are in a public school. The first thing I would say is when I talk about the building as if it were on fire, I mean that more than literally. Like, I think your child would be better off in a burning building than in a public school. And I say that with a heavy heart. I know a lot of us have, you know, aunts who taught in public school. A lot of us have fond memories. We love the sports teams and all that. But the reality is they're just not safe. I serve on the advisory board of the Nehemiah Institute. They study the worldview of Christians, churches, Christian schools. They've been doing this for 40 years. And their results show that about 80 to 90% of Christian children from Christian homes with married parents who spend 12 years in a public school are going to leave the faith and they're going to leave the church. And, you know, I also don't want to imply here that Christian education or good education will save your children. Only Jesus Christ can save your children, not your parenting, not your education. But God has given us very, very clear commands on this. And so I would start by saying, have you looked at the scriptures and what they say about education? And all these other issues that are tangential to education, like government. And so I think first step is you have to make the right decision. And the right decision is to pull the child out. And I think we need to radically rethink what education even means. And again, we need to go back to the Bible for this. The world has a very warped view of education, and it does not match up with what the Word of God teaches on the subject of education. God has a lot to say about education. And so if any area of your life, including the education of your children, is not submitted to Christ, is not in conformity with the Scriptures, that's the area you need to work on. And just a couple of quick things that the Bible teaches on this. You know, Proverbs 1:7 and Proverbs 9:10 say that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So, you know, God might not outline a curriculum for you with how many credit hours of science or math might be appropriate, but he gives you the basics. It's the beginning of wisdom, and it's the beginning of knowledge. So we all know that there is no fear of the Lord being instilled in the children in a public school. Therefore, there is no knowledge, and there is no wisdom being had there. If anything, it's a counterfeit that will be even worse than having no knowledge or wisdom at all. For options, I think this is going to depend on individual families. But, you know, if you were rescuing your child from a burning building, you wouldn't say, well, how are we going to pay for this? Or, you know, what am I going to do with my kids for 8 hours? Follow the Lord, be in prayer about it, and he will show you options. I'm very privileged to serve as a volunteer leader. I'm the executive director, which sounds fancy, but I don't take a salary. We do have a paid staff in California. But it's a ministry called Public School Exit, and we've got endless resources there to help you with this, including, by the way, money for the folks who really, really cannot afford it, single mom and, you know, husband ran off or whatever. We want to make it so that there is no Christian child who should be in a government school. And Christian schools can be good, but as you pointed out, a lot of them are going woke. A lot of them are using public school textbooks. A lot of the teachers there were trained in the same secular indoctrination centers that the public school teachers were trained in. And so I think we have to go back to the beginning. What is the purpose of education? And I do believe homeschooling is the gold standard, if you can. And I read Deuteronomy 6. I read Deuteronomy 11, God's model of discipleship. You should be teaching your children about God and his laws and his ways and what he's done when you wake up in the morning and when you go to bed at night and when you're walking down the way and when you're sitting down, at all times. So I think that's the gold standard. I recognize not every family can do that, but I think the most critical thing to keep in mind is this education honoring God? Is it in accordance with what Christ teaches? And you can do that in a homeschool. You can do that in a private Christian school. You cannot do that any longer in a public school.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.